Please welcome back to the Wolf Den stage, Simba recording artist, Frank Stallone.
Day in, day out, that same old hoodoo follows me about. That same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. Baby, I think of you day in, day out. Day out, day in. I'm needing to tell me how my day begins. When I wake, I wake with think of one possibility. That possibility may be me and you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you and the meet of the day is fine. Then I keep your love and pound in the drum. The ocean roars and a thousand drums. Can't you see the love when they're feeling down? When there is this day in the day out. Come rain, come on shine. Ocean's wrong and a thousand drums. Can't you think of can they beat it down? When there it is, and here it is, and there it is.
Thank you all. Thank you for coming. Don't be afraid to come in if you're on the outside there. Save yourself a little money from getting your tails beat at the tables. Hear some music, huh? Lose a thousand, get a song. Okay, we're going to do some stuff off all my different records, and it should be quite a bit of fun. We're going to do some blues, we're going to do some big band, we're going to do some acoustics, so we're going to mix it all up. Okay?
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my love stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the shore, she's there just like before. Happy will be beyond the sea, and never again I go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's far beyond the moon. I know. Just like before, happy will be beyond the sea, and never again I go sailing.
How y'all doing? Are you standing there to keep the screaming fans away from me? I know, it's like Beatlemania, they're coming through the gates here. So we got in yesterday from California, and it's so nice to be back here. And what our goal is tonight is to get all those girls and people with those backs facing to us, losing their money on the poker thing, to turn around and come down here. What do you think? So don't be shy. This is a song off the In Love and Vain album. I think you've probably heard this one. And it's called Witchcraft. Those fingers in my head, that's like I'm here to stay. Strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense, that heat is too intense for what good would common sense do? Witchcraft, that crazy witchcraft. Although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse that need of me, my heart says yes indeed to me. Proceed with what you lead me to. It's such an ancient cliché, but the one I would not switch. But there's no mouse with you. Thank you very much. People, don't be afraid. It's not an electric gate. You can come in. Okay? Okay. Hey, who was that? Someone from your past? I don't want anyone from my past showing up. That means trouble. Well, I'm too old. People now, they don't show up. When I was 16 or 17, hi, do you remember me? I go, actually, no. Because that was the days in my rock and roll era. It was pretty scary. Do you remember me from Omaha? I go, nah. Really? You ever meet my kid? I go, nah. He looks like you. Oh, really? Great. Wonderful. Omaha. Great. We don't have that problem anymore, though. As we get older, because I go, what is that ringing noise? Who's got a frag? Anyone? Who's got a daisy cutter here? We're going to do something that's an old standard, and I hope you like it. Bring the lights down a little low on this one, if you could. And everybody drink up. This is a song that will get you drunk. Because when you have songs like this, sometimes you go through breakups, that's all you do is drink. And listen to John, well, you don't listen to Johnny Mathis, you look to Frank, right? This is one of them. Give me some blue light. Thank you. It's 2:45. There's no one in the place but you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I have a little story I think you might know. We're drinking, my friends, to the end of a brief episode, and making one for my baby and one more for Rose. I've got the routine, so put another nickel in the machine, yeah. I'm feeling so bad, I wish you'd make the music dreamy and sad. I could tell you lies, but you've gotta be true to your code and make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You never know it, buddy, I'm a kind poet. Got a lot of things I'd like to say. It's talked away. So that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. Thanks for the cheers. I wish you didn't mind my bending your ear. Make it one for my baby and one more for love. That long, so long song. Thank you. I just had a little repair done on my back. What was it? Was it something? A rabbit? A G-string?
Did you leave the tag on?
Oh, I left the tag on? Well, I thought that's hip now. I see these kids that go, hey, pal, you know the tag's on your hat. Nah, man. It's okay, cool. Right. I remember my father would have slapped the living bejesus out of me. Take that tag off out of your head. So we're going to do a fun song here for you. It's like for the older people. But I'm old now. I can't stand that anymore. I don't feel it, but time marches on, doesn't it? You're young. You lucky son of a bitch. No, here we go. Make me feel so young. Make me feel that spring sprung. Every time I see your face, I'm such a happy individual. Moment that speaks. wanna go play hide and seek. Yeah, I wanna go bounce that moon like a toy balloon. Because you and I are just like a couple of cops, man, rolling around together, picking up lots of veteran nights. So safe to feel so young. Made me feel a spring sprung, a bell to be rung, and a wonderful thing to be fun. And even when I'm old, I'm gonna feel the way I feel today. You make me feel so young, it's for just like a couple of tots posing along the rails, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. Because you make me young, make me feel a spring sprung, I'll be running a wonderful place to be born. And even when I'm old and gray, don't feel the way I do. Having a good time so far? All right. We're so happy you all came out. And we're going to do a little something different for you. Now, they have a funky strap on this guitar, so if it comes off, don't worry about it. It's not mine. It's a rental. What do you think that's going to be? A folk song? How many have seen me before? Yeah? Well, thank you for coming back. Who's seen me on my crazy show, World's Dumbest? No? You never saw that? It's the number one show on the cable. I get to comment on people doing stupid stuff, which means the show will go on for 100 years. I thought you had Let There Be Love on their side. Oh, that's just me. We'll be right back. This was the Beatles, I wouldn't have to work. You sell it on eBay, make $1 million. What do I have this mic stand here for? Anyway,
you having a good time?
Oh, yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah. Hey, having a good time, man? What's going on here? How you doing, Johnny?
Here's a great song. Hope you like this one. It's kind of fun, it's kind of old, kind of new, and kind of...
You, man.
Do it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, you know what? I was in the old days, coming up music-wise, I got a call from my brother who said, hey, yo, I'm doing a movie about boxing. I said, yeah, that's nice. He was out of work, I was working. Now it's different. He's working, I'm out of work. No, but he said, I'd like you to write a song for it. I said, well, I don't know how I'll do that. I'm going to write a song for boxing. Figure it out. So I didn't hear from him for a while, and I just said, he said, do what you used to do when you were a kid, sing on the street corner with the guys, you know, da, 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 da. Yeah. I said, okay. So I didn't hear from him for about 6 months, and I was living in Trenton, New Jersey. It was really a bad place. Oh, man, really funky. Like, we turned the light on to go in the kitchen, like 8,000 roaches would scatter. And I'm eating in this place, right? So, and there was a rotary phone. I remember it was an orange rotary phone. Remember when they're orange and pink? And I go, kring. I said, what's going on, babe? I'm in Philly. I said, well, you're in Philly. He goes, you want to sing in this movie I'm doing about boxing called Rocky? I go, well, let me talk to the guys. It's funny. Now, we were making for the whole band. Thank you. Say molested my bass player. What are you doing? Anyway, so we were making $140 a night for the whole band. That shows you how good we were doing. That's why we never got dates. We just got whatever was around. We made like $120 a week. So it was four sets a night, 40 minutes a night, 40 minutes a set. So that's 160 minutes of music. So all of a sudden, everyone goes, nah, man, we don't want to sing in your brother's band. All these hot-looking chicks are at the bowling alley where we were playing. So you know we were doing really good. Really good, man. So they call back to go, listen, we need the guys to come down. We'll pay them $140 each. We go, what? That's where we make it 2 weeks. We're down there. So we drive down to Philadelphia. We're standing on the street corner, and we're starting to sing. Bam, bam, bam. We got drunk. We forgot about it. It was cold. My dumb manager signed away all my rights to the song, which is really smart, considering next year was considered for 10 Academy Awards. Hello. So that's a drink for dumb managers. So this is the song. So if you see the movie Rocky, you'll see him walking down the street, and you'll see these guys with really bad hair in 1976 singing this song. So I hope you know what it is. One, two, three.
Take it back. Do-do-do-do, take you back. Take you back. Do-do-do-do, take you back.
I've been told by some people, and they all say to take you back.
Do-do-do-do,
take you back like a fool. I don't call this a reason, I just call it believing in myself.
Do 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 do, take it back. Push back. Do 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 do,
you're pushing
back.
Me too far.
Take
looking for
do, 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 do.
What I saw before. Squeeze you and I held you, but I could not tell you I love you.
Take it back. Do 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 do, take it back.
One, push it back. You're pushing me too far. The love affair, taking a piece of slice of my life. At the city, going down, gonna have my feet. Girl, 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 rip it off, baby. Get it,
I want a little audience participation, my brothers.
So I assume we got a pretty white audience, so this is gonna be tough. Okay, let's clap one beat.
Take you back. 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 Take you back.
There you go, you're beautiful on that one. Thank you very much. And that was the beginning of my troubles in the movie and music business. I was having fun before that. I was broke, but here. And I went broke again. Then I went broke again, then I went broker again, until I came here. And now I'm more broke than I've ever been. No, how about kid? This is great. Kid, love this place. Then, my second go-around in my career, what are you laughing at? You guys probably made me broke. No, but this is the second go-around. Now, I really have no money, living in California. And I read the paper that my brother is directing Saturday Night Fever, sequel, Staying Alive. So I think, well, if I get 15 seconds of music in this movie, I can retire, because the first movie sold 56 million records. So I drive up to Paramount. My car was so shitty, they wouldn't let me on the lot. So I had to park a few blocks away. So I walk onto the lot, and I go into this massive office that's the size of this, and sitting in this big desk is my brother. Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, what's that? I said, listen, man, I heard you're doing the Saturday Night Fever sequel. He goes, what am I here for, my health? Of course. So I walk in, I said, listen, you think there's a shot for me getting the song in the movie? He goes, absolutely not. Bee Gees, forget it. Frank Stallone, Bee Gees. Well, anyway, he said, but go ahead and write some music. Go ahead and just humor me, write some music. So I kept writing and writing and writing all these songs. And every few weeks, I'd come into Paramount. I'd reenact the songs in his office, driving crazy with a cassette player. Jumping on the desk, dancing. I said, this would be cool when John walks in. People go, is your brother like crazy? I said, no, I'm not crazy. I'm desperate. I need something in the movie. Lo and behold, John Travolta, I know he's going through a lot of trouble right now, but God bless his soul. He fires the Bee Gees. He doesn't like the music. The Bee Gees quit. So now you got the sequel to Saturday Night Fever without the Bee Gees, which is really bad. Okay? So who do they call in? The guy that was in the trenches. So I remember going over John Travolta's house for lunch with my brother with a cassette.
He says, let me handle this.
So John's sitting there and he's got this big long face. He's got a long face anyway, but it's really long because now they got a movie with no music. So he starts playing all my music. And John's face is that big, like, Barbarino face. He goes, I swear to God. And he goes, who wrote this? He goes, Frank. He goes, this is just what I'm looking for. Now, I'll never forget. I think I had a mouthful of calamad, and I was broke. And he goes, this is the music I want for the movie. I almost choked to death. The calamad was coming out of my nostrils. I mean, it went through my nasal pass. I had like a tentacle coming out of my nose. I almost had a heart attack. And lo and behold, there is a God, because on Monday, they started dropping my music in the movie, and I ended up with 11 songs in the movie. So, if you persevere and you work hard, sometimes it happens, and sometimes it don't. And here's one of the songs that, if you saw the movie Staying Alive, I'm singing this with Cynthia Rose on stage at CBGB's in New York. So, check it out. This is the first time we've done this live in about 25 years, so give it a show. One of my favorite songs ever.
Let me know the way you really feel. Don't walk away. Oh, your heart to what is real. Over and over I said to myself, this is the one that I love.
someone outside of you. When you're here with me, there is nothing we can lose. Come on! Love us to love us and out to the end. Over and over, I'll say it again. I hope we never change. If we feel the same, time will make us so much stronger. You give it back to me. I give it back to you. Give our love to one.
That since 1983. So thank you guys. How about the band? From Long Island on drums, Ronnie Siago. From Philly. I didn't realize he's a doctor. I found that last week. Dr. Seth Greenberg on guitar. And you're from Yucaipa? I just cannot remember. This town must be so bad, I just cannot remember the town he's from. He's the only Italian in a place called Upland, California, where I don't know where the hell it is. Where is it? In between Palm Springinello, which means, no, Upton. The only Italian, token Italian, here we go. And from across the ocean, from Birmingham, England, my musical director, Jonathan Hughes, on the keyboard. And yours truly, Frank. Yeah, man. Hey, you know, Vinny, I can't believe you're here on time. It's impossible. One of the greatest fighters in history, six-time world champion, Vinny Pazienza, Rhode Island's own. Vinny. I love you, buddy. He always gets here after the show's over. So I'm happy you started at the beginning, baby. Is Billy here? He didn't show up. Billy J. Kramer didn't show up. All right, see, I wore the suit just for Billy. Yeah. Or for it to be a British thing, you know. He's not there. This is a wonderful song by Harry Warren. I hope you like it. I think you will. Let's do it. See, you live too far away. Your memory's gone. You're getting tosi pats. Okay, here we go.
All the stars out tonight. I don't know when it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. Well, you may be high, but I can't see anything in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you.
Are you old enough to drink?
Oh, I don't know if we're in a garden or
afternoon. You are right here, so am I. And millions of people go by, and they all disappear from you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are right here, so am I. And the day of the people go by, and they all disappear from you. Thank you so much. You have fun? See, we're just mixing it up. They used to call me a musical schizophrenic because I don't know what the hell I do from one minute to the next. But growing up like I did, I turned professional 15 years old, so you have to be able to play all kinds of music. So, you know, only thing I never played, I didn't play like polkas. I forget, Italian guy doing polkas. I couldn't do polkas. I tried to do Italian festivals, but they go, "Franco, vieni qui, can you sing in Italian?" I go, "No, I don't." So I lose the game. So, this has nothing to do with this song, but I thought I'd just, well, he's changing guitars, so just, you know, ramble on. You know? Rambo on. Hey, listen, good news. I just got the only original song coming out, Expendables 2, in August. So, lucky. It's lucky. Lucky on that one. And this is a song off from Staying Alive. This is one of my favorite songs. I was kind of going out, well, I wasn't quite, you know, when guys want to get out of trouble with girls, it's always like they kinda. Are you going steady? Well, kinda. Are you sleeping with them? Well, kinda. You kinda. You are or you're not. It's like, it's kind of like my husband. Oh. So like when you get married, like to death, kind of, I part? I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, I was going out with this girl, and I liked her. She was a dancer. Now, it was the biggest mistake, an Italian, Vinny, you'd appreciate this. The biggest mistake an Italian could do is put his girlfriend in a movie where there's 150 female dancers. Hello. Where you're the main songwriter and your brother's the director. That's a horror show. So obviously she got a little upset as time went by because we kind of swept through the chorus line that like Grant did through Atlanta, Sherman. So that was kind of a bad move. But we were young kids. We didn't know anything. So this song is called, obviously, Moody Girl. So I hope you like it from Staying Alive. You heard the song? One person? Okay, good. Two. Vinny, come help. Walk away, or should I stay with that moody girl? She will try to pull you into her moody world. She's down on luck and never looks up at all or even smile. And when she falls, there's no one to call, and she gives up. Oh, That's Moody Girl. Moody Girl. And boy, was she a moody girl. She broke my chops. None of that. Do another song. This was pretty good record for me. This is also from Staying Alive, and I used to love the Bee Gees. I gotta tell you, I really did, because I'm so sorry to hear that Robin just passed. So basically all the Bee Gee boys are gone. Andy, Robin, Maurice, and terrible. A terrible thing, but they were really idols, very idolized. I used to love how he sang, how can you mend a broken heart, and how can you love? Yeah, baby. And this song, watch. Now, if I just had that kind of Monday, baby. This is a duet I did with Cynthia Rhodes, and it's called I'm Never Going to Give You Up.
Someone who's warmer than the sunshine could be their joker for me. You touch me deeper, darling. All my emotions started. Come to me now when you see.
What a way to make a living, huh? It's fun. You gotta like it, though. You gotta like it. So what's going on? You know what I'm doing? What are you guys doing? I couldn't see anybody out there. You doing good at the tables? How you doing? Frankie, why are you out there? Why is every one of my fans are sitting out there? Come on in, baby.
Come on in here.
Yeah. Walked through the casino's lights last night, signing autographs. Okay, guy won $5. Anyway. So, what's this monkeys thing? This guy got attacked by a monkey. I had a monkey. I got to tell you this story. It's bad. Very tragic. Horrible. In the early 60s, my brother went away to military school. So my mother says, well, we got to get you a pet to keep you company. Screw story. So we're going to go to a dog, not dog, but a pet store. So we get a cab in Philadelphia. And the guy goes, where can I take you? We're going to go to the doctor's pet shop. He goes, why? Well, because his brother went away to school, so I think he needs a pet. The guy goes, hey, I got a pet. I swear to God, he goes, I have a kind of a half-assed pet store. It's a monkey. His name's Jody. So I'm there, wow, cool. I've been a 10-year-old kid, have a pet monkey in an apartment. Cool. We go down there, we get the monkey. The monkey's totally not friendly. I'm like, hey, just like attacking the cage and stuff like this. I go, well, this could be a great substitute for a brother. Like a rabid piece of shit monkey. So anyway, so what happens? The next thing, my mother goes, I think the monkey needs a bath. So I said, well, I'm not bathing. This thing hates me. It's been home 2 minutes. So what happens? My mother puts the whole cage in the shower and turns the shower on. The monkey, you know, I don't think monkeys like water. I think monkey's going ballistics. He's doing like somersaults, hanging off the jungle gyms. So he's like really mean now. And he gets out of the cage later on and attacks my mother while she's cooking. She was making like chicharrón or something. She jumped right on her back. She went crazy. The monkey jumped off her, jumped on the drapes and went to the bathroom. My father came home and went crazy. So be it. So be it. My brother Sly comes home the weekend from military school and goes, hey, you got a monkey. He sticks his hand in the cage. The monkey almost ripped his hand off. Like, attacked him. I'm happy like that. Good job. And he attacked him, so at that point, we gave the monkey away. I think my father did something with the monkey, but he said he gave it to the zoo. Like, the zoo needs another squirrel monkey, right? So, don't buy retarded pets like that. They're really bad to have. Because they really bite. It's not a friendly animal. I don't think monkeys, like, I hate parrots. Every time a girl gets, I get a pet bird, I'm done. I don't even go over the house. Because I figure, if I get my fingers bit off, I'm out of, you know, parrots don't like being in cages. All they do is they go to the bathroom on newspapers and they bite stuff. So when you stick your hand there, Polly want a cracker. It's like Polly takes a dipper. So keeps me out of the road. Which also has nothing to do with the song. So let's hit it. I've got a world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. I got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song I sing and I can make a break go anytime I move my finger. Oh, what a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life's a beautiful thing, long as I hold the string. This is some soul, if I should ever let go. Man, I got a world of grace and not a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. Oh, what a world, what a life, I'm in love. Even long as I hold that string, this is some soul. Got that string around my finger. Oh, what a world. Yeah, what a world. in my more successful days, this goes getting hot. My more successful days, I had people do this for me. So, can I put this on the piano? Makes me feel good. Thanks. Tell me something funny.
Jay.
How about I'm going to tell you something funny. We're doing another blues song. Where are some blues? Yeah. All right. We're going to do some blues. Don't get too excited. Are they talking to me or are they talking to the Keno machine? Probably the me? Hey, but I'm happy to be here with you guys. We're having a good time. And I want to thank Tom Cantone. I want to thank Mark. I want to thank everyone here, Ed, everyone that's helped us make this show come off. All the people, the lighting people, sound people, all the technicians make this stuff work. So, hand for you guys. Thank you very much. You know what I mean? We're gonna play a little blues for you. One, two, one. because the thrill is, because the thrill is, cause the thrill is gone. Show last week in California, and I sang a song. I'll sing this song. I sang it to her, Shirley Jones. How great was that, man? Wow, it was like Oklahoma, Carousel, the Music Week for Elmer Gantry. Don't say the Partridge Family. The what? The Partridge Family? There we go, all right. Yep, that was pretty good. That was pretty cool. She showed up. Who else showed up? She was the only one that showed up. Huh? Oh, yes, my friend Jerry Mathers from Leave It to Beaver showed up. The Beave showed up, and the thing is, the Beave, did you realize that show has never, ever, ever been off the air? Not one day. Worldwide. And you know what he gets? Yeah, he should be like a kajillionaire, but Leave It to Beaver, he just doesn't, they don't get the residuals like he used to. It's in 40 different languages. You think about Ray Romano, got $1.5 million for Everyone Loves Raymond. Charlie Sheen, very smart guy, was making $2 million an episode. It's 23 shows, figure, that's $46 million a year, not counting his residuals. And he's winning? I don't think so. Blew your career. Anyway, I was asked to, I was commissioned to write a song for First Blood Rambo Part 2. And this song meant a lot to me, because I mean, I got drafted in 1969, and I went to military school, we all went to military school, so I figured, okay, we got the Italian guy, knows how to field strip weapons, knows his face movements, put him out front. So I'm going to get, so anyway, so I went down for my induction, and they said, okay, we'll call you. I said, okay. Can you imagine walking around with a 1A draft card for 4 years after coming home from a gig or something? You go, greetings. Well, anyway, the war ended at that point, but I had lost a lot of friends and lived through it like we all lived through it. It was a pretty rough time. So when I was asked to write this song, I wrote it, and it's called Peace in Our Life, and it's the theme song from Rambo 2. Hope you like it. We gave our hearts, we gave love, flame in the fire, burns forevermore. Sorrow and belief, honor and truth, and grace by us blindly, wrapped around our youth. Peace in our life, remember the call. Oh, dear, for my brothers, sing on the never forget. Tomorrow's an angel watching us all. Killing the people, she wraps around our hearts. Peace in our life, remember the call. Thank you. bless our troops. Doing a lot of good work out there. Great work. Okay. You having a good time? Do you like what we're doing? We're kind of mixing the show up a little bit. This is a song that I sang for Shirley Jones, and everyone thinks the Beatles wrote it because it's on their first album, but it's not. It's actually from The Music Man, which was a beautiful movie. So, there were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing, though I never heard them at all, till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging, though I never saw them at all, till there was you. And there was music, and there was wonderful roses. They tell me in sweet, fragrant memory of dawn and there was a love on the ground, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. And were birds in the sky, but I never saw them again. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. Then there was music, and there were wonderful roses. They tell me in the sweet, fragrant meadow of dawn and dew. And I want you to help me out in the middle, if you like.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the Gulfstream border, to the Red River border, to the Gulfstream border. This land was made for you and me. I'm on the river, the rims of the highway, I saw below me. And there's the finally a right over a golden banner. This land was made for you and me. I roamed the rainbow, I followed my footsteps to the golden sandal, the diamond desert all around me. A voice of war. This land was big for you and me. Help me, man. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the Gulfstream border, to the river forest, to the Gulfstream border. This land was big for you and me. The cloud was lifting as I was strolling. Those wheat fields waving, those dust clouds rolling all around me. A voice called, this land was made for you and me.
That is very important lyric. My father came here from Italy in 1934 around. 6 years later, he was serving in the armed forces, served in World War II, was proud to be American like most of our forefathers were. And this is for him because tomorrow marks the first year of his death at 91 years old, Frank Sr. And this is for him, Bob. As I was walking, I saw a sign there, and that sign said, there's no trespassing. But on the other side, it didn't say nothing. That side was paid for you and me. Help me, everybody. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to New York, I live in the forest. To the most important. This land was paid for you and me. I know you guys are kind of shy. I don't want my girl to hear me singing flat. But come on, I've been busting my hump up here for almost an hour and a half, so you got to help the Frankster, baby. So now, no music, you, me. Rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. 2, 3.
This land is mine. This land is mine. From California to New York. This land was paid for me.
Now take it easy.
This land is your land.
Come on.
This land is my land. From California to the New York Valley, to the River Forest, to the Gulfstream water. This land was paid for you and me.
Head out, get a few drinks, get on a plane, go back home to absolutely nothing.
Stay here.
We're trying to do the Sanford and Son song. When I do something stupid, how's that? Oh, you're from England, yeah, you don't have Sanford and Son. Again, I'd like to thank my wonderful band. On bass, Papa Elefante. On guitar, Seth Greenberg. On drums, Ronnie Ciago. Oh, man. Whoa, what the heck? Hey, wait a second. Christ almighty. Must be from New York over there. New York here. And on, is it word from where? Switzerland? Oh, I definitely know you're not wearing these pants, you're from Switzerland. Okay. And on keyboards, Jonathan Hughes.
Thank you.
Open the sharp bites with his teeth there, and he shows it pearly white. Just a jackknife, his old man keeping, and keeps it out of sight. Hit them with the sharp bites with his teeth in. Star billows start to spread, and fancy glow as old man keeping. So there's never chaser around on that side, some morning, lies about it, just losing life. It gets a fun sneaking around the corner. Could that someone man be magnetic? It's a tug way down by the river, don't you know? Way to bend back. Losing life, and that sea man is just as grateful with death. If I get you dead, so I keep back down. I would remember he could someday have after drawing out, yeah, that heart of jack, and now they keep back. With a song that saved my life, kind of took me out of oblivion. Don't, baby, don't go. I love like people walk in the last second. Hey, man, don't leave. Where were you 9 minutes? But it's okay. It's not what you'll do. I like that bass, man. That thing's pretty fresh, baby. Yeah. Oh, you got matching guitars. It's like the Ventures. It's really cool, man. I didn't know that. So how you doing, Jonathan? How you doing? You doing good? You're not doing bad. You can do with a drink, though. I love very British. I can do with a drink, though. We got so shit-faced last night, it's not even funny. I don't even know where are we in, Dublin's or Lucky's? I don't know. I don't know who I was talking to. Huh? Were you guys there? I felt like John Wayne, like after Well, let me tell you, Pilgrim, I was just like, I was just walking, people, hey, Frank, we'd like you over this bar. Well, let me just mosey over there. And it was just like, God almighty. It was like, and Seth doesn't drink, so he's our designated walker. We were kind of like, anyway, this is a song that saved my life. Got the number one, even beat out Thriller for a week. And this is from Staying Live. It's called Far Over. The Tokens is Bruce Worcester. Hey man, great group. Love the Tokens. I love you all. Thank you for coming out. God bless you. And have a wonderful, wonderful evening. All right.
Let's slow that Mustang.